Blog Talk Radio.
Shall arise.
Bless you.
Oh, I'm going to sing it. Oh, let it rain. Cry out to the Lord, let it rain. We need the rain of the glory of the Lord on our families, on our businesses.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let it rain. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless God for each and every one of you this morning. I greet you in the name of the Father, Son, and His sweet blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace and mercy be multiplied unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge your presence in our midst. And we thank you, Holy Ghost, that you are always here with us. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for leading and guiding us, directing us, teaching us. Holy Spirit, we thank you and we bless you. Spirit of the living God, we thank you for refreshing in Christ. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for refreshing our minds, refreshing our thoughts. We thank you for refreshing our souls in Christ, refreshing our bodies, souls, and our spirit in Christ Jesus. We drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life, the living God. We adore you. We worship you. We love you, Holy Spirit. We say thank you. Holy Spirit, we ask you this morning to move in every area of our lives and perfect all that concerns us. In the name of Jesus, fill the void areas of our lives, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, let our lives come into divine order in the name of Jesus. We surrender not our will, but let the will of Almighty God be done in our lives. In the name of Jesus, let thy kingdom come, thy will be done as it is in heaven, in the name of Jesus. Order our steps, Holy Spirit. Give us wisdom, supernatural wisdom, in the name of Jesus. Activate your supernatural wisdom within us. In the name of Jesus, let us walk in your supernatural wisdom. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Spirit of the Lord, for understanding. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We pray for counsel in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That we walk in the counsel of Almighty God. Activate, O God, within us your spirit of counsel. The spirit of knowledge, in the name of Jesus, spirit of strength, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, help us to walk by faith and not by sight, in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, empower us. Let your strength be made perfect in our weakness. We are weak, but you are strong. So we lean on you, Holy Ghost, in the mighty name of Jesus. We surrender this service to you. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done service, O God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you for your presence, but in your presence there is fullness of joy. So Father God, we thank you that joy overflows our hearts in the name of Jesus. Unspeakable joy, joy that comes from you in the name of Jesus, joy that comes from what we look at from the spiritual realm, joy that comes from trusting in you, Lord, not looking at the world, but looking at you, the author and the finisher of our faith. We thank you for your unspeakable joy. Hallelujah. We think may endure in the night, but we thank you that joy cometh in the morning. And we thank you for the morning hour of our lives in the name of Jesus. Though the storms of life are raging, but Lord, we acknowledge the morning hours of our lives in the name of Jesus. We do not look at things like the world, but we look at things from the point of the perspective of Almighty God. And so we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we bless your name. We look to you, not to man. We are totally dependent on you. Have your way. Have your way in every area of our lives. in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for giving us the garment of praise instead of the spirit of heaviness. Hallelujah. We thank you for the victory, victory, in the name of Jesus. Victory in the name of Jesus. We thank you for victory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We claim victory. We walk in victory. Not in man's victory, but we walk in the victory of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for the victory in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that when the enemy came against us like a flood, you raised up a standard enemy. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the battles that you won, the ones we know of, the ones we do not know of. We thank you, Lord, for every battle you have won and you are continuing. We thank you for the victory, victory for ourselves, victory for our children, victory for our spouses, victory for our grandchildren. Victory, victory, victory for our siblings, victory for our nieces and our nephews, victory for our friends, victory for our co-laborers. We thank you for victory for everyone under the sound of my voice. Victory in the name of Jesus. We walk in the victory of Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, and we bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for divine release. We thank you, Lord, for divine release of your blessings in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for wisdom. Lord, for wisdom, 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 wisdom. Hallelujah, thank you for wisdom. Lord, thank you for wisdom, 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 wisdom. Thank you for wisdom, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Wisdom, God, the wisdom to make the right choices. Thank you, Lord, for wisdom, financial wisdom, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Ye queremos sotiriaca llamaste. In the name of Jesus. Wisdom for finances. Thank you, Lord. Wisdom in the name of Jesus. Wisdom in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, wisdom. Hallelujah, wisdom. Hallelujah. I keep hearing wisdom, 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 wisdom. Oh, thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for godly wisdom in the name of Jesus. Godly wisdom, oh God. In the name of Jesus, godly, 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 godly wisdom, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, godly, godly, godly wisdom, in the name name of Jesus. Father, we bless your name. We bless your name. Your name. Thank you, Father God, for increase in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for enlarging our territories in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for making the crooked places straight, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We bless you. And so, Father, this morning, we thank you for your mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. We do not want anything to hinder our plans, your plans for our lives. So, Father, we ask for your mercy this morning, mercy for ourselves, mercy for our children, our spouses, our grandchildren, mercy for our siblings, mercy for our nieces and nephews, mercy, 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 oh God. Let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins, cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Father, we thank you for the precious blood. We thank you for the redeeming blood, Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you, we thank you for the blood that gave us strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. We thank you for the blood. Gloria masaniria corianesem. Heal us, set us free, deliver us, O God, through the blood of Jesus. Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, yes. In the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, we thank you. And so, Lord, we bless your name. And so, Lord, we worship you. Thank you for godly wisdom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We give you glory. We give you honor. We magnify your name. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. This morning, good morning to all of you. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyo from I Am That I Am Bread Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God this morning for every one of you this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God is faithful. He's kind. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies we see. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise the name of Jesus. We worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. John 10:10. Good morning. As the Spirit of God is leading me this morning, John 10:10, and it's a scripture that we all know, twofold scripture. John 10:10, Holy Spirit, thank you. Turn your Bibles, just that scripture to John 10:10. The thief cometh not to you. And to kill and to destroy, come in, not but for to steal. He doesn't want to steal and leave. He steals and he kills. This is Jesus speaking. And he destroys. So he comes for a threefold. He comes to steal, he comes to kill, and he comes to destroy. Then he said, I am come. They might have life. And that they might have it more abundantly. So we see what Jesus is speaking about the thief, and we know the thief is the enemy, Satan. And he comes to two, three things, to steal. He doesn't want to steal from us. He steals, kill, and destroy. He comes for all three. Jesus comes that we may have a life. Life. And that we might have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. Life and more abundantly. So that means you're going from one level of life to the next level of life. When we look at abundantly, it keeps going to a level higher and higher, abundantly in spiritual, because everything starts from the spiritual realm in the name of Jesus. Abundant living, abundant good health. And he said in the word, I wish you above all things that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prosper. Then he says in Psalm 23, verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Hallelujah. He blesses us exceedingly and abundantly according to his riches. I don't think people pay attention to these scriptures, and we need to pay attention. He blesses us. And that's why we don't receive these things, because we don't pay attention to take time and read the scripture. He blesses us exceedingly. He will bless you exceedingly. And we say, when the Lord bless you exceedingly and abundantly, and Ephesians 3:20, exceedingly and abundantly, above all that you can think and ask of. We say these things. May he supply, as Ephesians 3:20 was, now unto him that is able. Let me take time with this. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, that is abundantly above all that we ask of things, according to the power that worketh in us, that we ask of things according to the power that worketh in us, according to the power that worketh in us, hallelujah, abundant above all that we can think or ask. But then he comes according to the power, to your faith, hallelujah. Amen, in the name of Jesus. Then the Bible tells us that the Lord shall supply all our needs according to his riches in glory. The Lord, and I always start from the spiritual, because a lot of people just go to a materialistic stuff. You always start from the spiritual. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. The Lord shall supply all your needs. The Lord shall supply all your needs. What is this? It's Philippians 4:19. Hallelujah. So we go from, we read these scriptures, and we cannot just read these scriptures, but we have to really have faith and believe it. Amen. He is a rewarder, I love this one, of those who diligently seek him. He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And so when we're diligent, then we're walking by what? By faith, please God. And we look at Genesis 12, when God told Abraham to leave, and we see Abraham left, and he walked by faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. So all the word of God, you have to believe it and receive it by your faith. And everyone is given a measure of faith, but we start at a measure. And so by faith, we study the word, but do we be truly believe what the Lord is speaking? I came that they might have life and life more abundantly. The reason I'm here, because most of the time we go straight after materialistic stuff instead of going after spiritual stuff. He is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. How do you seek him? You seek him through the word. You seek him through prayer. You seek him through intimate time and relationship with him. That's how you seek need to know him. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, in Matthew 6:33, and all things shall be added unto you. Hallelujah. So everything has to be seeking him first, not because we want our desire, not supposed to be because of physical gain, but because of spiritual gain. Hallelujah, because all these things, you will leave it. So when you seek God spiritually, God will give you wisdom. He will give you understanding. He will give you counsel on how to deal with every situation that comes in your life. And God will show you what to do and what not to do and how to do it. Because you have put him first. You have sought him first. Because he came, Jesus said, I came that they may have life and have life more abundantly. Then that means before sin came into the world, Adam and Eve was having life and having it more abundantly until sin entered in. Satan does not want us to have this abundant life. He doesn't want us to know a lot of things. Because of lack of knowledge, people perish. So he comes and distracts us and casts fear, and he casts doubt in our minds, and he distracts us. He's a good distractor. And he uses different things to distract us. And then we find sometimes we start walking after the flesh and not after the spirit, and we find ourselves looking at things from the physical realm instead of looking at things from the spiritual realm. Because when you look at things from the physical realm, you are discouraged. But when you look at things from the perspective, from the spiritual realm, you're okay. Hallelujah. And that's in the name of Jesus. And how can you do that, by my sisters and brothers? By depending totally and completely on him and believing his word. Believing what he says. Hallelujah. God is not a man that he should lie to you today. Believe what the Bible says. Do you believe his word? Do you trust his word? Many times people will pray for stuff, and if it doesn't happen, then we get discouraged. I pray for this, and God, maybe it's not that timing right now. It's like father knows best. A 5-year-old child might pray for a car, and you're not going to give a 5-year-old child a car. He doesn't even know how to drive. He's not at the age to drive a car. And so why would you give him a car? He hasn't gotten, and sometimes we haven't gotten to that age of maturity in the spirit for the Lord to release those things to us. Because sometimes if you get a 5-year-old child a car, what do you think he's going to do? He's going to kill himself. Because he doesn't know how to drive. So sometimes, God will not, if you give us things at a certain time, because we haven't come to that maturity. Sometimes we haven't come into the understanding. And so sometimes we go through life experiences, and we think God has beaten us and he doesn't like us. Yes, he does. Because experience is the best teacher. He wants us to learn, because sometimes people say things, talk to us, and we don't listen. And experience is the best teacher. So that's how you gain wisdom, through your experience. Experiences, and you learn these things. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So you begin to have. That's why most times people have, as you grow older, you get this wisdom. Some wisdom come with age, because we've been around the mountain so long. Hallelujah. What am I saying to you, my sisters and brothers? Weeping may endure in the night, but joy cometh in the morning. And I'm saying to you, this is those of you that have been diligently seeking God. Those of you that have put God first in your life and have been praying, and you have problems that I haven't seen nothing yet. This is your season. This is your time. Hallelujah. Don't just miss these words, because this is the Spirit of God speaking. He came that you as an individual may have life and have life more abundantly. But it comes with faith. Faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. You walk by faith, and you do not walk by sight. Hallelujah. Abraham moved by what? Faith. God said, come, I will take you to a land flowing with milk and honey. Hallelujah. What do you think Abraham is looking at right now? He didn't even know what he was walking on. But the promises are yes and amen. So he was walking on the promises of God. Hallelujah. Because even though it was the desert and it was hot, and there were all that stuff was happening in the desert as Abraham was moving from one place to digging wells and different things. And we look at Moses in the wilderness, and we look at all those things, and the children in the desert land. But there was something under there, And this is what we all fighting now with gas prices, the oil. Hallelujah. So they didn't know what was, they didn't even have that knowledge. But those promises from one generation to the next, because what God says, some of the promises is that they're not for us to experience right now. It's for our generation. It's from our seed and seed and seed. And so there are things you just got to trust and believe God. My sisters and brothers, His word is His word. It will not return void until accomplished. And guess what? God's word comes to prosper in the thing He said it to prosper, not to decrease it, to prosper. It will not return void. Amen? In the name of Jesus, Isaiah 55. He starts from verse 8 and he reads to the end. Hallelujah. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? If you believe it, then you receive it. Amen, in the name of Jesus. So I just want you to get into that attitude of praise and worship and trusting that the Lord has said what He said. This is your morning. Your morning season to do His word. Step into it for yourself, for your children, for your family members. And ask Him for godly wisdom. Hallelujah. Because when the Lord releases blessings, it always asks Him for wisdom. Don't run ahead, but ask Him for wisdom, because every blessing comes with wisdom. Because if you do not have the wisdom, you will lose the blessing. And you want the wisdom so the blessings can be maintained and passed on. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Spiritual wisdom. Hallelujah. God, your friend will receive, but you will not receive because you do not believe. But those who believe will receive. Have faith in God. Trust His word. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Standing on your own, your man understanding, in all thy ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. Hallelujah. So this morning, I pray that the Lord open your eyes, just urge your eyes, so that you can see what he has in store for you as you continue to walk by faith, looking unto him. Hallelujah. Sometimes it just takes a piece of word from the Lord, but you have to listen. You have to be sensitive to what he's saying. And you sometimes people, and I would say this, you want the word to come from this person or that person, and this, and stuff. That's not how God operates. Amen? And so sometimes God will send somebody that you think is so insignificant in your opinion to give you a word, and you might not receive that word, and so you miss your blessing because you expected it to come in sensitive packages. God will use anything and anybody to bring a word of blessing. Don't turn down your blessing because you don't like the package that he sends to deliver it. Don't do that. In the name of Jesus. Weeping may endure in the night, but joy cometh in the morning, unspeakable joy. So, Father, this morning we just thank you for your word that is coming forth. In the name of Jesus, we receive your word that you came so that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Help us to see things from the spiritual realm. Help us to walk by faith and not by sight. Help us to trust in you with all our hearts and all our souls and minds and lean that on our own understanding. Help us, oh God, to seek spiritual things, the kingdom of God, and this, and all things shall be added unto us. Help us, and as you bless us, help us to be a blessing to others, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, this is the season for your church, for your people, oh God. Help us to know the season and be aware of the times and the season. And Father God, we pray for the spirit of evangelism to rest upon us, not only to receive the blessings, but we tell others about Jesus Christ. Reach souls and touch lives so there can be a great revival, that souls can be one for Christ. Father, it's all about you and not about us. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we cancel every work of the enemy against our lives, against our destiny. We superimpose God's plans and purpose, our lives and destiny in the name of Jesus. We cover our gifts, our talents, our virtues, everything connected to us with the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we close the eyes, we use the fire of God and destroy every monitoring spirit. We bind them and send them to the bottomless pit of hell in the name of Jesus. Whatever they're using to monitor our lives and destiny, we destroy to the resurrection power that's in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, destroy every work of darkness in the name of Jesus. We superimpose God's plans and purpose for our lives and destiny in the name of Jesus. Some of us are prodigals and we come back, oh God, to you, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, because of your grace you have given us third, second, fifth, 20th, 30th, 40 chances, but we have life. And so we receive that grace, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that others may know and come to receive you as the Lord and personal Savior. We give you glory and we give you honor. We bless your name. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. Amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. The Lord, let us continue to pray for the people of Ukraine. Pray for the people of Ukraine. So many people are dying. Pray. Continue in prayers. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we are our brother's keeper. And believe it or not, Ukraine has a lot of wealth, mineral resources and wealth in the ground. There's so much. Ukraine has 5% of the world's wealth in that ground. Even the soil is one of the second richest soil in the world. So you think Russia is after the wealth of Ukraine, and the people are dying. So let's pray. Continue to pray and lift up Ukraine. Amen. In Jesus' name, God bless you. We love you. Have a wonderful and a blessed day. In Jesus' name, amen.